best sellers. Best sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
You haven't a pass? Your insignia. It's not German.
You're mistaken.
Hold it. Don't move.
Ah. Oh, nice work, Granville.
Thank you, sir. While you kept his attention, it wasn't difficult for me to sneak up behind him. Didn't even see the knife you pulled on him. He barely had a chance to cry out. Granville. There's another of the little bastards.
Must have heard something of the commotion.
Damn. I'll get him with my stem once he's in sight.
This one's playing it a bit cautious, sir.
Don't worry. He'll be curious enough to come this way.
Ah, there he is, sir. Hello, Fritz. Nicely done.
Quickly, get up the steps. See if there are any more about.
Not a thing, sir. No sign of any more.
There must have been only the two of them. I thought we'd find a place not too heavily guarded.
Probably has inspired such terror in the local populace. And what with the raids and so on, no one thinks anyone would dare break into the chancellery.
Well, we're about to prove them wrong, Granville. Signal to the men to come up.
Right, sir.
We're going to have to start moving.
Good. All six of them present and correct.
Right. Let's get inside fast.
Three of them. By the wall.
Right. That's them accounted for. Everyone down. Get behind any bit of furniture you can, just in case anyone comes through the doors at the far end of the gallery.
Isn't much to hide behind, sir. Place has been pretty much stripped.
Just as long as they keep down.
Rest of the assault team will be following us now, sir. Ah, that sounds like them coming now.
Yes, it is.
Good. You, men, get whatever cover you can.
We're going to split up into two groups as arranged. Granville, you take your men through the building into the Chancery Garden and start feeding the knockout gas into the underground air system of the Führerbunker.
Righto. Come then, follow me, you men.
Mulvey.
Ahead of you, sir.
You take the rest of the men and start prowling for the stairwells that will lead us underground to the Führerbunker.
Okay, sir.
I'll remain here till you return and watch the entrance. Bunny. I thought an entire squad of men had just burst through here. It's all so quiet and empty, except for our three dead friends over there. Hope nothing keeps Mulvey. We're running out of time.
sounds like our raft.
Or is it coming back for another go?
You know, if I were back in London now, I'd be thinking, go for it, boys. Blow the bastards to bits. But now that I'm here in the middle of it, I almost wish that the RAF had decided to give the city a complete miss.
Well, I'm sure there are thousands of Berliners who share your sentiments at the present moment, Baskin.
How many do you think have died so far, for me?
Probably 40 to 50,000 by now, I should think. Why? You're beginning to feel sorry for them.
Me? What makes you think that?
You were a student here for a time, weren't you?
What of it?
Perhaps there was some girl you were sweet on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was. A girl called Carola. Mm-hmm. Oh, she isn't here. She had a fiancé on some industrial commission in Brazil. I like to think she's gone there to marry him.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a brother and sister all killed in London during the Blitz.
Sorry to hear that.
I remember rummaging amongst the rubble that used to be their home. Didn't find much. Shreds of clothing, some fragments of my sister-in-law's favorite Wedgwood.
It's a funny thing to be doing, going through the stuff like that.
Habit, I guess. I'm an archaeologist by profession. Just give me a nice pint of beer and some ruins to scratch through, and I'm a happy man.
Maybe you should come back here after the war. There'll be plenty here for you to fiddle through.
Yes. I wonder what sort of history I'll be able to uncover. You know the contemporary history of this place, but imagine people several centuries from now digging the whole place up. What would they think of this city civilization?
Well, they'd probably be confused. So much murder coupled with so much culture.
Nazi culture, you mean?
Ah, don't be ridiculous. There's nothing artistic about that. No, I was remembering the older aspects of the city. The things it produced when it was Imperial Berlin. Or the center of the Weimar Republic, for that matter.
Well, we're going to have to stop thinking about all that soon. Well, I'm going to be returning with a nice brace of game. How are you doing with that coupe of Viscount's wives?
Almost ready. This damn thing's all screwed up. Looks like someone tried to get it going before us.
We'll just hurry it up. We'll about milk this street dry.
Well, any luck?
Well, some. Most of the vehicles have been pranged in the air raids. Yeah. They found a limousine about 20 feet back.
Yeah. Must belong to someone bigger than the Chancellery. We're only about 100 feet east of it.
Well, I put one of my OSS people on, a chap named Weston. He's doing up the engine now.
Right. Where do we try next?
Back on Hermann Göringstrasse, I suppose. I've sent most of the team along to poke about. As soon as you and Weston finish, we'll off and join them.
I think we found it, Major Longman, sir.
Good man.
There's a long hallway behind the door with a deep staircase at the end. We went far down enough to hear the ventilators humming. Then we got the hell back up here. I think I heard a couple of guards talking at the bottom.
Good, good. It's to be expected that guards will be protecting the bunker passageways. But the gas should take care of them.
Yes, sir.
We'll go down as soon as the gas team reports back.
London, 12:31 a.m.
You're looking mighty pleased with yourself, Hollow.
I am, Mumford, I am. Anticipation, I reckon.
Oh?
Just going over some of the names of prisoners our boys might bring back with them. Goering, Goebbels, Speer, Himmler. Maybe some of the big military guys like Keitel, Guderian, and Dönitz. Even that little chippy of Hitler's, Eva Braun, or whatever her name is. If she's unlucky enough to be there when the gas hits the fan.
She'll be there.
But what'll be the most important will be the big cheese himself. That fanatic little bastard with a Charlie Chaplin mustache and the blood of millions on his hands. Adolf damn Hitler.
You're really quite carried away by the whole thing, aren't you?
Why shouldn't I be? Ike wants to charge off into the south to stop his redoubt. Yes, we'll stop it. You and I, we'll stop everything. When historians look back at the war in Europe, they'll be able to pinpoint this night as the date when it all came to a screeching halt.
Well, there might even be room in a footnote for the name of one E. Wilson Hollow.
There's a gas team returning now, sir.
Granville?
Sir.
You look anything but enthusiastic. Trouble?
Sorry. The damn garden's like a battlefield. Nothing looked like the pictures they showed us.
The ventilation shaft. Did you find it?
Ah, we found it. Finally. It was right there above us the whole time. They've put up a silo to protect it. The thing is 10 feet tall. That's what took us so long.
But did you get the gas into the system?
Yes, sir. It should be taking effect just now.
Good. Mask up, everybody. We're going down.
This is the corridor. The bunker is directly ahead.
Good. Let's keep moving forward. Wait! What's that up ahead? Soldiers!
Can't be any of our men.
Germans! Impossible! The gas should have rendered everyone down here unconscious. The ventilation system. Is it working?
Yes, sir. I can hear it.
Then how the devil is it possible? One thing is certain. Anyone in the bunker should be unconscious. Perhaps there's a point outside in this corridor which hasn't been contaminated.
What do we do now, sir?
Proceed as planned, Lieutenant. But the soldiers, they're not making any noise at the moment. Do you think they've finally been knocked out?
Maybe. But have your men keep their guns ready.
Yes, sir. Very much awake. Right, men. Advance and fire. That's done it.
Both dead, sir. Just two of the usual sentries.
Guarding the bunker door.
Well, they shouldn't have been unconscious.
Never mind that now. Get that door open. What?
Sir, wait!
Oh, guards! About 60 or 70 guards!
The SS Hitler Guard!
It's the wrong damn bunker!
You've done it.
Yep, she's working.
Right, I'll switch her off. Go and check and see how West is doing with his vehicle.
Won't be zapped out of luck. It's almost tough to get going.
Right. Let's move on down the street to Weston.
How many vehicles are we going to need?
Well, let's set about getting as many as possible.
Okay.
What we don't need, we can always ditch. We'll take the best of...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
From the Chancery.
Chancery.
Firing. Holy Mary. Pouring out of the Chancery, it's... Our men!
With a whole damn bunch of Nazis off them. Get down! Quick, find the corner!
Our men don't know what's hit them. Devils are running in all directions like confused rabbits.
Something's gone wrong.
They sure as damn see that, lad.
But I wonder what.
It's Longland. What's he led our boys into?
Oh, what a sight. They haven't got a chance.
Our men should come running down this street.
Oh, they'd be fools to. Keep my line of fire for too long. Jesus, we'll mow them down.
What about us?
Damnation! Some of them are coming this way.
Just keep down. Don't do anything.
They've got them all. I knew it. What a poor bastard.
Guy! No!
Guys, crazy fire!
They've gone. Thank heaven. For me, what is it, man? Have you been hit?
Oh, one of the best, Summer. Struck me.
How badly hurt? Let me see.
No, can't tell. It's...
For me. Ah, damn it. Hold it. Hold it just there.
I'm not sure. It's all me.
Listen. Come on, man. Get behind the cupola.
What happened? What went wrong?
I don't know. One minute everything was going along smoothly, the next thing all hell seemed to break loose.
I was tinkering with the limo. Didn't need much attention, really. I was on my way back here when I heard the firing. I hit immediately. I saw the whole damn thing. How men being mowed down.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
saw you two crouch behind this car and creep forward as soon as things had quieted down. Well, how is he?
I think he's hurt bad.
What's happened? How'd he get hit?
I don't know. Ricochet, I guess. Better get him out of here.
Well, how?
We'll go that way. Away from the chancellor.
To what? Wilhelmstrasse?
Yep.
The Kugelfire.
Oh, don't be a fool, man. We can't use that now. Any sound like a motor starting will bring them all back here. Besides, I wouldn't be surprised if they begin to stop traffic and search vehicles.
But we can't try and carry a man like Formoy. And in this condition...
What the hell's the matter with you? Can't you cope?
No, it's that I...
What?
Nothing.
Don't waste time arguing about it. Come on.
We oughtn't to get separated from the others. They'll all head for the hovel.
We'll circle around once we get clear. Now, come on. Help me live for me. Listen. What is it?
Nothing.
Come on, man.
Leave me alone for a minute. I'll catch up. Just leave me alone.
Rubbish, you're coming with us.
I can't tell it.
I am not leaving you here to be butchered by those...
No, please. Bascom, go on. I'll hold you back. Spoil your chances.
Oh, come on.
Mr. Wright. I'll never make it, man.
We're going to make quite a detour before circling back. Now, Formoy, you are coming with us.
Oh.
Come on. That's it. Section that falls roughly between the inner Berlin districts of Mitte and Kreuzberg.
Well, this is covered about a mile. And now we're already to the hovel.
Nowhere near, I'm afraid.
What?
In fact, we're even further than we were when back in Forstrasse.
Oh, no.
What the hell is it, man? What's wrong?
I'm okay.
Okay, we'll rest here for a while. There's the remains of an old apartment block just over there. We'll hide there. Maybe inside. Okay, come on, let's go.
Oh, damn!
What's wrong? What is it?
He left a trail back there.
What?
The way we came, look! He's bled all over the pavement.
My hell!
Now, all they have to do is wait till daylight, and they can track us easily. What's the use? We might as well give ourselves up.
We'll find something to stop the bleeding. Come on. We're going to try inside that apartment building over there. Okay.
He's going to die anyway. He's bound to die. Don't you see? Look at his wounds.
I said, come on. Let's go.
What if there are people inside that building, huh?
Well, there'll be shelter. Now, come on. Take his other arm. Explore the apartment.
Sorry. I was just feeling a little tired and, well, if you don't mind, I'd rather sit here beside Forma for a little while.
Listen, you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, if you say so. All right, now let's have a look around this place. See if this light switch is working for a start. Nothing.
It's the raid. A failure.
Probably been locked up for some time. Which means the people, they must have kept the stock of candles, right, eh? Let's rummage around and see if you can find something.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
This place will be deserted,
didn't I?
This place has been like this for some time. The building's too damn near collapsing.
What is it?
I found it. Light a candle, boy. And the matches. Now we'll go see what the hell we're doing here. Yeah. One.
too. Good. That's plenty of light to make out what's going on. Well, well.
What is it?
Adolf Hitler himself. Himself. And a nice big color lithograph among the family portraits. What home should be without one?
For a moment there I thought you...
Some charming family snapshots. Here's one of the little lady in the house. Typical Gretchen. Blonde, hair up in braids and holding on to her beloved. And he, appropriately, in Wehrmacht uniform... Oh, it would warm the cockles of Himmler's heart. Ah, a candlestick. Yeah. I'll leave this one with you, Weston. Keep the other so I can explore this place. Okay? Now look for my over.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find any medicines. Weston. Weston. Did you hear me? Weston.
The 13th Hour, with Roger Dwyer as Bascom. John Dennison plays Formoy. Ronald France, Longland. Stephen Gurney, Granville. Frederick Abramser, Weston. Gordon Van Royen, Holly. Robert Dalkirk, Mumford. Ken Taylor, Himmler. Bill Prince, Schellenberg. And Sean Taylor, Cheryl. Sound effects by Eckhard Bauer. Audio recording by Johann Stassen.
Been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Wattner.